Please be seated. Father God, may this Christmas be for us a new beginning. May the words of my mouth and how we receive your word in our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our strength. At Christmas, we often say Jesus is our gift, God's gift to us. And I've got a little present here. Now, if I was to give someone a Christmas present, how would you feel if someone said, nah, I won't have it? What if your grandson or your granddaughter or your son or your daughter said, nah, not this year, I don't want it? How'd you feel? You'd feel a little bit let down. And what if I then gave it to you and you received it and I said, thanks, I'll have it back and I'll just put it away and I'll give it back to you next year. You've got it. We'll do it next year. But God wants us not only to receive this present, receive Jesus, but he also wants us to envelop what the present is in our entire lives. G'day, Arlo. There's nothing actually in here, so I can't give it to my grandson. There's a scripture in Matthew 7, verse 9, and it says, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If then you are living an evil life and you still know how to give gifts that are good to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? The Christmas story speaks of Jesus' birth, that Jesus would be our Messiah, meaning our deliverer or Saviour. The prophet Isaiah and Matthew call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Jesus is our Christmas present from God. This gospel reading is the beginning of John's story of Jesus. John starts his gospel in an extraordinary way. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The other Gospels explain Jesus from his genealogy or from his birth. And John tells us Jesus is the Word, and the Word is God, and he is the light, and the light has come to dwell with us and to be the light for us all. The other Gospels start from a human point of view, but John does something very interesting. He actually starts from God's point of view. But how do we know for real that God is with us? All the theologians can do is a lot of explaining for head knowledge. But having the real person with us, they can speak for themselves. This is what God has planned all along, that we can know God the Father for real and through the gift of Jesus. So the question is, how do we know for real that Jesus is with us and is our light today? Some people might think, well, if I'm good enough, then perhaps I can gain a sense that I am closer to God. And other people may believe that a life of reading the Bible and praying will open up a deeper spiritual connection to God. Though these things are good attributes to have, John in his reading does not say this. He says that Jesus came to be with us, and simply that, full of grace and truth. John says, the Word was God and the Word became flesh. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born in an animal shed, and grew up and lived amongst us. That's the tangible bit. But what about its reality today? John tells us of a spiritual dimension that is almost unimaginable. Yet here he also tells us that we can know this word, this truth, that we can know that God is with us, not just a hope that he might be or could be somehow out there. John gives us the answer to know for real, in all truth, that he is with us. Just as you know your best friend is real, only more so. John touches on the word receive. Now in the Greek, this word speaks of a custom of hospitality. What is offered to you, you are meant to take as an act of honor to that person, to show the one who gives your deepest gratitude. This is what John is explaining to us here, that God has given us his living word, and Jesus and all he is brings to us as the greatest gift alive. And in honor to God, we should take this gift because of God's immeasurable grace and what he is doing for us through this. He is the light who dwells within us. This is transformative stuff that goes beyond trying to make God up in our lives. It's the other way around. In receiving Jesus, God makes himself known in our lives. But Don Dust doesn't leave it there. He says, knowing is believing. Touch a fire and you know it's hot. And you have just learnt to believe in the power of the fire. The burn on your finger gives you faith in the reality of it. So it is, receive Jesus and all that is offered in him, the full package, and you will know the power of his Spirit that lights up our lives inside. John the Baptist said, Jesus will fill us with his Spirit and with fire. Faith in Jesus is burned into our souls. Now, a little girl once told me, in a matter-of-fact way, that she had received Jesus into her life. Being smart, I asked her, oh, how do you know that? And she looked at me as if I was the most stupid person in the world. And what she said made me ashamed of my arrogance. I was thinking of Bible verses like redemption and sanctification and atonement and salvation, yeah. But she said something that was sublime and beautiful that summed up knowing Jesus in a nutshell. Because, she said in a very assertive way, he is speaking to me in my heart. Jesus had become that little girl's light. And I knew then and there, she knew that that light was real. It is why Jesus implores us to abide in his light, meaning to get to know him more and more. And in Isaiah in chapter 9, he prophesies, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God has given us his Son, and in that is the complete package of who God is. It's interesting that when something is given, it is still our choice to receive it or not. And John points this out as well. We look at Christmas and the Nativity and we say how special and how sacred this is. Sadly then, we wrap it all up, pat baby Jesus on the head and put him back in a box for the next year. It doesn't have to be so. Just as a child is excited with a new Christmas toy and wants to know just how much fun it can bring, God has given us the gift of himself to be opened, explored, and become enamored with in every way. Our gift from God is so that he becomes the light in our lives, lights up our lives. And when we have this light, we come to realize that we have been living as if in a darkness. So then we come to know for real that his light is real and that he shines within us. All his virtues and his nature can be ours. It is why Isaiah explains it like this: the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Who would have believed that from a nondescript couple, from a shanty town called Nazareth, and in a war places, an animal shelter in Bethlehem, this is how God decided to turn the whole world upside down, to turn the darkness into light, and to make truth and grace a tangible reality. Jesus, born into an oppressive time in the world, comes to be our Messiah and our Emmanuel, so that we can know for sure that he is our God with us. And in this we begin to live out our salvation, because Jesus came to be the best, the greatest hope in our lives. He came to be our salvation because he is our salvation. God gives us Jesus to be received. And in receiving, believing becomes real. And in believing, our faith and trust is on something true and relatable. It's beyond theology and beyond words. Jesus himself is the word, the revelation, the truth and the grace that speaks to our hearts. And it starts in everyone's hearts to say, "Thank you, God. I receive the gift of Jesus. Be my light and be my life." Amen.